Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get out this fucking phone, leave me alone.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for July 1st, 2016. Today's show is sponsored by Ty A. I think that's how you pronounce it, I don't know. T-Y, unless that's pronounced like gerbil or something. Anyway, thanks Ty A for supporting the show through patreon.com/phonelosers, the site where you can sign up to have me mispronounce your name live on the air. I don't really have any announcements for today's show, so I guess we're just going to get right into the whole thing. This is a show that happened earlier today, so here it is. Enjoy it. Guess what we're doing today? We're doing the same thing we've done all week. We're doing more Tenants from Hell. Courtesy of Apocalypse, who sent me a really large Tenants from Hell list. If you're sick of doing Tenants from Hell, you can thank him, because he sent me a ton of these. So I guess I'm just going to start from the beginning of the list, again, like I did last time. The beginning is the ones that have not picked up. So we'll get those out of the way. There's only like six or seven, it looks like, that haven't picked up the previous 2 days. Today we're broadcasting on both YouTube and Shoutcast, so if YouTube is giving you problems, you can listen through the Shoutcast. I need to put instructions on the live page on how to listen through Shoutcast with your smartphone, because people don't understand Shoutcast. I'll get around to that one of these days. Oh yeah, Dual X, you want a Facebook mob. Forgot about that.
You have reached the Augusta Housing Authority's M.M. Scott office. Office hours.
Housing Authority? Is that even an apartment? I did an email search for Facebook Mob, in my own email account. And, there's about 20 of them. You guys send me a lot of Facebook pages to mob. I really need to... I just need to organize. Anyway, I got this one from Nick. The only reason I'm doing this one is because it's time sensitive. He says I have to do it before July 4th. Which I guess is soon, right? I don't know when that is. Nick says, "Hey Roy, this is the 4th of July events in my town. We have them before the 4th because we are hobos. So we should mob the Facebook so we to do this before the 4th, hurry." But he says we have to do it before the 2nd in the subject line. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Let me go to the page. Okay, here. I'm going to post the page in the chat room. The page is called facebook.com/HalifaxInLights. And what is this about? Let's see. Let's click on the About tab. Halifax and Lights is the committee responsible for the town's summer celebration, which occurs on or around July 4th. Okay. It's not the most active Facebook ever, but I think this one could be fun. There's 820 people that like it, and there are current posts and some comments. There's a girl holding a straight out of Halifax shirt. So I don't know, just be weird. Talk about the fireworks or something. I guess that's what this is all about. This is just their fireworks display for some small town called Halifax. Okay, so yeah, that's the Facebook mob today. I'll go back to that soon and read the things. I don't know if they have reviews on their page, but if they do, please do 5-star only reviews. Oh, look, they do.
Hello, and thanks for calling Stonledge Plantation, where your new home is waiting for you. Your call is very important to us, but unfortunately no one is available to take it.
Your call is important, but... That's like people that say, I'm not racist, but... Both full of shit.
We are glad you called Palmetto Place. We can help you today.
But...
This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. For leasing...
This is that one that just gets me lost in a giant voice menu. Fuck this place. Alright, next.
Good afternoon.
thank you for calling Oakview Apartments. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Oakview, and I have a question.
Hi.
Hi.
Your name?
My name is Roy. I'm in apartment 119.
119?
Yep.
Okay.
And I just needed to find out, I guess I should just let you know that I'm running a casino out of my apartment now.
You're running a casino out of your apartment now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an Indian casino, so it's okay. It's cool. But
it's an Indian casino?
Yeah, but my business partner, he said maybe I should just let you know so you'll know why there's so many people kind of coming and going all the time. Because we just put an ad in the paper this weekend and did some radio advertisement, so I think it's going to get pretty busy this weekend for the holiday weekend.
Okay, and you say apartment 119?
119, yep.
Okay, wonderful. So what's your hours?
Well, it's gonna run until 3 in the morning every night. We're going to be opening at 3 also, so 3 to 3.
Oh, 3 to 3?
Yep.
You say, what's your name again?
My name is Roy.
Oh, Roy. And you say apartment? I like to know. I don't know everybody. I don't see everybody.
Yeah.
What's your number?
My number? My phone number? It's 119. My apartment number?
Yeah, but what's your phone number?
Oh, the phone number.
Call. Maybe we want to come.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome to come anytime you want, as long as you don't cause any problems.
What's your number? I always like to call before I come.
Oh, no, you don't have to call ahead. It's going to be an open business.
I always thought to call.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
We can get
there's,
the VIP
no,
treatment.
Hey, no, listen, there's going to be an open sign on the front door, and actually we're going to change the door. We're going to turn it into one of those automatic opening doors with the motion sensors.
You want to change the doors?
Yeah, it doesn't look like an apartment, because we want people to just be able to come in. We don't want people to be like you and be like, oh, I need to call ahead and make an appointment to come over. That's silly. You don't do that when you go to a casino, you dumb hobo.
Oh, okay.
But I'll give you my number if you want it.
Yes, thank you.
It's 864-420-6969.
You said 420-6969?
Yep. And just call that. It's extension 119. If the girl answers the phone, just tell her to put you through to Roy.
Okay.
Because the girl at the bar usually is the one that...
You gotta give us some flyers. Are you going to send flyers?
Yeah, we'll do what we have to do, but I think we're going to have a big weekend.
So are you going to open for the holiday?
Yeah, we're starting today. We're just about to open up. 3 o'clock. You probably saw all the trucks out here earlier. You probably saw all the trucks out here earlier just doing, some last-minute things.
Oh, okay. So are you open now?
No, 3 o'clock. Around 3 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're welcome to come a little bit early if you want to. We'll have to search you at everything. There's a metal detector.
Okay,
interesting.
Yep. So we have to go through that? We're the staff. Why would we have to go through that?
Well, no exceptions. You know, when my girlfriend comes to the casino, I do the same thing to her. I have the staff searcher. Check her bag and everything. Nobody gets a free lunch.
Can you repeat that again?
Which part?
All of it. The fan, the air conditioner is going. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm just, you get the message. I'm letting you know we're opening up a casino.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
You don't have to hit touch tones at me just because you're jealous.
Huh?
Nothing. Okay, I can let you go then.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
God. Fucking shit. Fucking shit. You should have heard that lady. She was such an idiot. Crazy. Think she's going to come over here and spy on us? Who does she think she is? Fucking hoe at the office. If she comes around here, I'm going to punch her in the nuts. Punch her in the nuts. I tell you, try to do the right thing, notify them. Oh, ma'am, are you still there? Hello? She hung up on me. I don't know why. That was an idea by Gerbil. Gerbil wanted me to tell them I was opening the casino in my apartment because I'm a sovereign nation. But we never really got to that because she didn't argue with me. So, way to go, Gerbil. What a dumb idea. What do you mean my microphone got quiet? I was talking away from it. I was trying to make it sound like I was talking to someone else so she could listen in on me. Did I get too quiet? I didn't mean to get too quiet. I'm sorry.
Park Place, this is Tara.
Hey, Tara. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Okay.
I'm in apartment 112.
And okay.
Is there any way we can keep our neighbors from coming over to the casino, our next-door neighbors? The people...
To the casino?
Yeah, we run sort of a... It's kind of like an Indian-style casino out of the apartment every night. It starts around sunset.
Okay, and you're talking about Park Place Apartments on Southport Road.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we just have these... You know, we have to let everyone in. We can't discriminate. But our neighbors, they're being kind of assholes and telling us to turn things down, and they're just coming in and causing problems for our customers.
Okay, I think you may have the wrong number.
Oh, why is that? Because I said I was on the one on Southport, right? 110?
Right, but what's your name?
My name is Roy.
What's your last name?
Gerbil.
Okay, and you live here?
Yeah, yep, I do. Yep.
And you live in which apartment again?
112. And it's just the people next door that keep giving us problems. Everyone else is fine with the casino thing.
Okay, yeah. We don't really run businesses out of our apartment homes.
Oh, we do. Yep.
Yeah.
It's been going well.
Not supposed to do that.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I'm from a sovereign nation. I have diplomatic immunity.
Okay. Are you on the lease?
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, I'm on my friend's lease, my roommate / business partner's lease.
And who would that be?
It's Skippy.
Okay, you've got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? How's this the wrong number? You said you're the right apartment place.
Right, we are the one on Southport Road, but I know the residents who live in 112, and his name is not Skippy.
Well, you don't know him well enough to know his nickname.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Why? What are you going to call him for?
I'm going to ask him why he is running a business out of his apartment home, because that is part of the lease agreement. You're not allowed to do that.
No, we're allowed to, because we're with a sovereign nation. We don't really belong to the United States anymore.
Okay. Do you want to bring down the documentation that says that?
Yeah, yeah. We made it up ourselves. We printed it up. Photoshopped it. It's
okay. Who is this, seriously?
No, this is really Roy from apartment 112.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know why you're giving me shit about this. I'm just having a problem with a neighbor. You're not going to do anything about it? Because, you know, we're being nice about it. We could have security just throw him out.
No.
We could have him physically removed, but we're not doing that. We're trying to be nice about it and call the landlord.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call. I'll take it under consideration, and I'll give the resident who is on the lease a call, okay?
You better, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, we shouldn't have to put up with this bullshit. Bullshit. That's what it is. So now we're down to the special part of Apocalypse's List. Special location. In all caps, it says, and it has a bunch of asterisks around it all over the place. This seems pretty important. He says, these apartments are located in Gaffney, which happens to be the place where Kevin Spacey's character in the Netflix series House of Cards is from. His character is named Frank Underwood. He's currently the president of the United States in the show, and at the end of the most recent season, he's running for re-election for president. I thought you could tie this into some prank calls somehow. If not, fuck it. Yeah, I probably can't, because I've never seen that show. I mean, I can pretend that I'm Frank. That's about all I know about House of Cards. It's got Kevin Spacey in it. Never seen that one. So, I don't know if anyone in the chat room wants to give me a weird Frank Underwood suggestion, I guess.
Redwood Village.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Redwood.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm a tenant here at Redwood.
This is Redwood Village Apartment.
Correct. I'm a tenant here.
Oh, okay.
I live here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name?
My name is Roy.
Okay, your name is what?
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, is maintenance around today?
He is.
Okay.
He's coming to lunch right now, but he'll be back.
Well, we need this damn AC fixed.
Need a what?
We need this damn AC fixed.
Okay.
Our AC's broken. Ma'am?
Okay. What apartment are you in?
Oh, don't yell at me. Jeez. I'm in apartment 11.
Eleven.
Not A-11. 11.
Well, I have a buyer's in there.
Yeah, that's us.
Huh?
That's us.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you just tell Miss Mildred I said to call me.
Why can't I call you?
Mildred's, because I need Mildred to call.
Well, Mildred's not even here right now. The problem is that I'm trying to get my wife pregnant, and the AC doesn't get cold enough, and my sperm count
You're
is...
trying to what?
I'm trying to get my wife pregnant, but the AC doesn't get cold enough, and my sperm count... My sperm count is low.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, I need maintenance to come over here and fuck my wife. All right. That was banned again, Keck's idea from the other day. I don't know. It was in the list. I had to do it. Let me call her right back. Hold on.
I mean, would you like for me to call the police and report this?
No, I'm just trying to get help, and you're hanging up on me. Oh, my God, you're horrible at your job. She's gone again. Let's call her 5 more times. Just 5 or 6 more times. 79 times, you know. Well, it was nice of her to tell me that Mildred Myers lives there. Thanks, lady. Okay, I'm going to delete that one from the list. What else? I'm opening a dance club. My neighbors are being assholes about it. Rave center... Doggy daycare. I like the doggy daycare thing. Let's try that.
Huntington Square Apartments. This is Ashley. Can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question. Hello?
Yes.
I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Here. You're a tenant where?
Here at the apartment complex, the one that you're at. I'm in apartment C.
Okay.
Building 4?
C what?
4.
4C?
Like the explosive.
Yes, 4C.
Well, C4.
C4?
Yep, C4.
We don't have a C4.
Well, I call it C4 because that's the proper way to do it. We don't live in England.
Okay, well, our building is listed as apartment 4C.
Okay.
But can I help you?
It's the same thing, though, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I just had a question for you.
Yeah.
My dogs got loose this morning. Have you seen any dogs running around out there?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I run like a doggy daycare business. And the dogs escaped.
Are you... Hello?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Completely serious, yeah. Yeah, I had about 7 dogs this morning. And all of them but 2 ran out the door. I don't know how they got the door open.
You shouldn't have dogs. I don't have my resident as having dogs on the lease there.
Right. Well, no, I don't. We don't actually have dogs here. It's just a doggy daycare business. So we keep dogs in the apartment pretty much all day. But they're not ours.
Right.
They're not ours.
Oh, I see. No, I haven't saw any dogs running loose.
Okay, well, that's good. Only 2 of them are dogs you really have to worry about? They're the only two I would consider dangerous, but the other three are fine.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I think it'll be fine. We've been looking around for them. They're just
gone. Well, we have maintenance out, and I'll make sure that I go out and just take a look. What type of dogs are they?
All different kinds.
I mean, what type are dangerous on the loose?
Oh, the one's a pit bull, and I think the other is, I don't know. He's a little dog. He thinks he's dangerous, but he's not.
Oh, are they puppies?
Oh no, these are full size dogs. But the other dangerous dog, you know, he'll bite you and everything, and he's got rabies, but he's little, so it's not like he can kill you.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And
have you tried calling animal control?
No, we don't want to do that.
If we have a dog running loose over here, that's what I'm going to do if he, if he's aggressive to attack somebody. We can't have that.
No, it's fine. It's just that I've got two strikes with animal control, and I can't have a third.
Well, I don't know. That's not really responsible to running a doggy daycare, and they're getting loose, and they're vicious and biting
rabies. Well, no, I had the door locked and everything. I don't know how they got out.
Did they open the door themselves?
I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe just by accident or something, but the door was wide open. Maybe somebody came up and opened the door for me, like maybe the mailman or something. Anyway, I was wondering, does maintenance happen to have some extra carpet?
No, we don't have extra carpet.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with? What was your name again?
My name is Roy. Would it be okay if I just, in this bedroom here, maybe, can I just cut the carpet out and have hardwood floors?
No, Roy, you can't take our carpet out. I'm sorry. I don't recall your name as being one of my residents.
Yeah,
apartment
C. It's just that the carpet in this bedroom, it's covered in dog pee. It's so disgusting. Like, even when it dries up, it's, like, all crispy and gross.
Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm currently here with the two dogs that are left.
Maintenance is coming in right now. I'm going to let you speak with him.
Okay.
About these dogs. Because we got to get a handle on that. We can't have any dogs.
Do you think he'll have extra carpet for me, since you're pretending you don't have extra carpet?
I'm going to let you speak with him, okay?
Okay. I mean, what do you generally do when the car is just soaked in urine, dog urine, dog and human
urine? You probably
urine.
Have to pay for it if it's not cleanable, and even if it needs cleaning, you would be responsible for that fee.
Yeah, well...
But I need to find out exactly what unit you're in.
Oh, I told you exactly. C4.
We don't have a C4 here. Are you sure you're calling the right complex?
Okay, 4C. I'll say it your way. 4C. And, besides the urine, the dogs rub their butts on the carpet, and it looks like a chocolate nightmare. So disgusting.
Okay, I'm going to let you speak with maintenance, okay?
Okay. Now, whatever you do, don't put me on speakerphone, please.
Hello?
Hi, it's Roy.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Have you seen my dogs out there? Most of my dogs got loose. I've been trying to figure out all day who let the dogs out.
I have no idea.
Where
would they be?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Durr. All I know is somebody let the dogs out. Somebody opened the door. Was it you? Did you open my door? I'm in apartment C4. Excuse me, 4C. And I don't know. The door was unlocked. Someone just opened it up, I think, and the dogs just all ran out.
4C?
Yep.
Oh, no, you don't sound big enough to be in 4C.
Why do you say that? Is there a minute?
There's a big old fella that lives in 4C.
Yeah, I'm his roommate, dummy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Why do you say I'm not his roommate?
You just don't sound like his roommate.
Well, you don't even know his roommate, stupid head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been up there.
Yeah, but I've never met you. Is that why you think you can just come over and open the door and let all our dogs out?
Yeah.
So you think that's okay? You big stupid head? What's that bitch in the background saying? Like, tell her to be quiet. We're trying to talk. She's interrupting.
Alright, well, good luck with your dolls, man. You have a good one.
Oh, put that lady back on the phone, stupid head. Aw. I was enjoying that lady. Why did he... Let's see if I can get her back on.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Whoa.
Thank you for calling Huntington Square Apartments. The office is closed or I'm away from my desk.
Yeah, right.
Please leave a message.
Come
and
on.
Someone will return your call.
Oh, well. She was awesome, at least. I don't sound big enough to be in the apartment. God, whatever. The very first Halifax and Lights post here. Let me post the URL in the chat room. The very first post is from a couple days ago. It says, The evening event will be from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, July 2nd, featuring food, music, magician, face painting, sand art, coloring, and a bubble station, of course. Fireworks will begin at 9:15. See you then. Nick says, looking forward to the fireworks show. It was incredible last year when they were able to draw a red, white, and blue cactus in the sky. And Ryan says, I understand that for a change this year, the fireworks will actually be detonated by concentrated beams of microwaves focused from outer space on the grounds of the event by the Chinese government. Hooray for globalization. That's a great one. That was awesome. Thank you, Ryan. The next thing down, Veter is asking, where can I buy some fire? And that's it. You guys are posting on other things. But we have reviews. Those are always fun. Cody says, puts on the best show. First come, first serve. Get here earlier for the GH Light show. It sucks. Okay, Cody. Dan says, I think it's terrible that the British theme song was played during the fireworks display last year. What a slap in the face to the men and women serving our country. If you need any patriotic beats, my Uncle Chad is a DJ who can provide you with some sick remixes and bass drops. 5 out of 5 for the display. Joel says, what can you say about a company that makes my wife scream, oh, oh, I'm trying not to, okay, anyway, made my life easier than last night. Thanks, Roy, for telling your hobo friends to sit next to us. Talk about vodka shots and wondering if the microwave beams were okay. We did not mind Roy's oh natural smells or his constant phone calls to some place he lived. Come late for the best wet seats. Mark says, great fireworks, just make sure you have all the Halifax before you hold on. Make sure you have all the Halifax. Halifax. There it goes. What the hell? Before you show up with several to-go cups that end up getting confiscated at the front gate. I was also completely flabbergasted to read in the fine print of my ticket that the Chinese government would be focusing high-powered microwave beams at us the entire event. Pepperjack says, Halifax has a wonderful tradition of lighting a bottle rocket out of a hobo's butthole. Hobos don't have feelings, so who cares? 5 stars. Ryan says, can't wait to see the yogurt rockets pumped out of the cactus cannons to the hymn of the Chinese Republic. Sonata the Hedgehog says, I love this show. The fireworks in the sky set the perfect lighting for me and my hobo friends to drink our yearly 4th of July cactus juice glory hole vodka shots. I was recommended to come here by my friend Roy, who told me that the only fault was when he ended up laying in dog poop and having to get shampoo from the owners of the show. But despite that, I found the ground to be very clean and well tended to when I went. The microwave beams they shoot in this area is so minimal, you can take your pets and only have them mildly irritated, which is a big improvement from where I went elsewhere. This is too much to read. Thanks for the reading thing. The words. I went to this event last year with my brother Roy and his wife co-host. This is from Ryan. with his wife and wife/co-host Stacy. It was fantastic. I was a bit distressed to learn, though, that this year the event coordinators have declared the grounds of the event to be a sovereign nation and no longer belongs to the United States. As a result, the fireworks display will no longer be accompanied by the American National Anthem or the American flag. Halifax itself is now a sovereign republic wherein gambling and recreational drugs are completely legal. I, for one, am planning on opening a private Indian casino in my own apartment. That's a good one, Ryan. All right, I think I have something that can keep us going for another, 30 minutes or so. It's another list from Apocalypse. These are also apartments, but I kind of think maybe I've done these before, but I don't know for sure. They're Georgia. Apocalypse, did I do Georgia already? I think I don't care, though. I'm going to do them. If I did them already, maybe it'll work out again. It's probably been long enough if I can't even remember doing these. If I have done these before, I'm just going to assume that it's Apocalypse's fault. He probably sent these to me twice. What a dick. So let's do it. I want to do every idea on this stupid list.
Thank you for calling Green Creek.
Hi, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can barely hear you. What are you, on speaker or something?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Glen Tree.
Uh-huh.
And I just have a question. I have a problem. I might need maintenance to come over.
Okay, what apartment are you in?
I'm in 36.
No.
Uh-huh.
What is your name?
Roy.
Roy who?
No.
Hello?
Hi. So is there any way we could just be connected to maintenance?
No.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have a phone.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to be a jerk about it. I was just asking.
Well, you're definitely not one of my residents, or you wouldn't be calling me a jerk.
Why wouldn't I be calling you a jerk if you're being
a
jerk?
Why wouldn't you just call and ask to speak to maintenance?
Well, I did, and you're telling me he doesn't have a phone, and you're giving me an attitude about it.
No, you're saying you're a resident, so you're a liar.
I am, too, a resident. I'm not a liar.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're the liar.
Thank you, and call again.
Okay. All right. Sure. If you insist, let me call right back. Normally, I wouldn't call back, but she asked me to.
For calling Green Tree.
Hey, you're a poopy panta. Can I please talk to maintenance? Ma'am? Alright, someone in the chat room named Maple McGee asked me to call her a poopy panta. So I think that can be blamed on Maple McGee. Apocalypse says it's possible I have already called all of these. So that would be Apocalypse's fault. Probably sent him to me twice. What a dick. And I know I got another list from Apocalypse. I have a bunch of lists I need to go through. But I don't want to do them on this show. I just want to do apartments. I want to finish up these ideas. I love all these ideas. Howard the Duck mural on the roof? Come on. I have to do that.
Thank you for calling Valley Brook. This is Shayla. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at Valley Brook. I just have a question.
Yep, go ahead.
I think we're going to need maintenance to come over because we have a hole in our ceiling.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a...
Wow.
Child...
Did it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's like a child-size hole.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Did you guys just come home and notice it?
Oh, no, it was just an accident we had, just...
Oh, okay.
Something happened, next thing you know, we have a child-sized hole in our ceiling.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yep.
And what's the apartment?
We're in 702.
702. Okay, I'll have Daryl come around, okay?
Oh, will that be today, by chance?
Hopefully it will be. I gotta find him first. I think he's in one of these other apartments. So once
okay.
I find him, I'll
right.
see what all he has scheduled to do, because I know he had an AC to work on.
Is there something that you can put on his ceiling to keep it from happening again?
That I wouldn't know. I'll have to ask him and see what he got.
Okay, because we set up a swing set in the living room for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened. They were swinging really high, and then the next thing you know, they're through the ceiling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is there can he maybe put like a metal plate up there instead of drywall? And that way
I doubt it. Honestly, just because of, you know, company policies and how they want things done in their apartment. So I doubt it if he could do that, but it never hurts to ask, okay? So I'll see what all we can, you know, do as far as getting that secured up there, okay?
Okay. And they went all the way through, by the way. Like, it went through the roof. We can see the sky from our living room now.
Oh, man.
Yep. They were swinging really high.
Wow. Okay. Yep. All righty, so let me get him now.
Okay? I'm glad you totally believe me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Did she believe me? I don't even know. She's just... maybe she's just a happy person or something. Well, that was an idea by Elkie. Was it? Yeah, Elkie wanted me to say that there's a swing set in our apartment our kid went through and... I don't know. Let's try that again. Yeah, let me get a bunch of...
This is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Tenant where, hon?
At the place you just said, Tranquil Villas?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm a tenant here. I was just wondering if we could have maintenance come over to apartment 204.
We don't have a maintenance as of right now. They don't start till July 11th. Why? What's going on?
Oh, man. Okay. Are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a hole in our ceiling, like a big hole. Like a very, very large hole in our ceiling. Just the drywall needs to be completely replaced. But we can wait till July 11th. It's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm going to come over there and I'll look at it.
Well, you can't even fix it, so what's it matter if you come over?
Okay, all right. Because I might know how to fix it.
Okay. No,
you're not Donald, I know you're not Kathy, so whoever this is not supposed to be living over there.
Well, I sleep on the couch, and I pay my rent to Donald.
Hang on one second.
Okay. Thanks for giving me the names of the people that live at this place.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
This is Debbie.
Oh, okay. Because, like, you said hello, and then I said hello, and you're just like, uh-huh. What's that mean?
No, I'm the property manager. How can I help you?
Well, I just didn't know how to respond to uh-huh, you know. Well, anyway, I was just needed maintenance over, but I guess maintenance isn't going to be around for another couple weeks.
He won't be here until the 11th. What's wrong?
We have a hole in our ceiling, in our living room. Just a big hole, like a child-sized hole.
Okay, who is this?
Donald.
Donald? Who?
Yeah, apartment 204.
204?
Yeah.
One that we call Bubba?
What about Bubba? What do you mean, Bubba?
Well, I call him Donald is Bubba. I mean, that's who we call.
Okay.
And you're not Bubba.
Oh, I am too. I am too, motherfucker.
Whoa!
I sound different over the phone, you know, because I've got, you know.
You don't call me an MF.
No, I said motherfucker.
Yeah. You don't call me that.
Well, anyway, like, should I just call back when maintenance is here and we'll get this hole fixed in our
ceiling? No, I'm the property manager and I solve everything here.
Okay, well, you're not doing a very good job. You're just kind of yelling at me and stuff.
No, I'm not. And you call me an MF.
No, I said motherfucker.
That's the same thing.
Well, no, not really. It's like two extra syllables and it's a completely different thing.
Okay.
Anyway,
we
installed a swing set in our living room, and one of the kids swung up and went right through the ceiling. It sucked.
Where's Kathy at?
Why? Why do you need to know? It's none of your business.
It's none of your motherfucking business. She does not like the MF word. So is that the same lady that said you said MF to me? I remember I have a clip of that somewhere. Hold on, actually, I'm gonna find that. 1 second. This isn't gonna take long at all. I don't think it's the same lady, but we're gonna find out. We're gonna do some voice comparison. Everyone remember her voice. Don't forget her voice. I don't think I'm going to find it. Oh, there it is. There it is. Holy shit. Okay, here it is. Get ready, you guys. Get ready. Here it is.
Don't tell me that you're going to call me and tell me MF.
I don't think that was her.
Don't tell me that you're going to call me and tell me MF.
Yep, she's pretty amazing. Okay, so it wasn't her. Let's call the last lady back and apologize, because I feel like I owe her an apology for saying MF. That's not her, is it? Iron Eagle says it's her. They're not picking up. I wonder why. Maybe if I call from a different phone number. Apocalypse has a good point. She's probably not there because she's at Donald's house right now. She's having a word with the people in apartment 204. And Apocalypse, if you knew anything, you would know that she doesn't call him Donald. She calls him Bubba. You idiot. Who wouldn't know that? All right, they're not going to pick up. See, these are still working. I should just look in my trash on my email and find old apartment lists that people have sent me.
Yeah, thank you for calling Harbor Point. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hey, Jasmine. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
Sure.
Is there any way I could have maintenance come over here? I'm in apartment 411.
Okay, what's the problem?
Well, there's a hole in our ceiling. A big hole in the ceiling. Like, really large. I think it's going to need all new drywall.
Did it fall in?
No. We put a swing set in our living room. And the kids were swinging really high. And they just kept kicking the ceiling out. And it finally just fell through. Because they kept kicking different parts of it. There's like feet holes all over the ceiling. And eventually there was enough for it to just fall.
You put a swing set in your living room?
Yes.
Okay. I will call it in for you.
Okay. Do you know how long that
was? What's your first one like? Well, I'm not sure. It depends on where they are.
Okay.
We have a lot of AC calls, so it just really depends on where they are. What's your phone number?
It's area code 770.
Okay, I'll have someone come over.
And is there any way they could put something up there? Or could they just leave the ceiling off? And that way they can't kick the ceiling out anymore? We could just not have a ceiling.
Well, you really shouldn't have a swing set in your living room.
Why not?
Are you serious?
Yeah, completely serious. I don't like to let the kids go outside because there's... You know, there's diseases and ticks and mosquitoes and, you know, fuck all that shit. We do everything inside. We got everything we need in here.
Okay.
Is there any way we could be upgraded to vaulted ceilings?
Can you hold just a moment?
Sure. I think she's having a hard time not laughing. There's pedophiles outside. That's right. Elkie says we were doing underdogs. Maple wants me to say my kid's still stuck up there. Good idea. Zapruder says I want the convertible model for the ceiling. I think she's probably just sitting there listening to me. She's got it on mute, laughing at me.
Sir?
Yes?
Thank you for holding. You said apartment 411?
Yes.
411.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, hold just. Okay.
Okay. We need some hold music.
Okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be down to your apartment shortly.
Okay. There's also actually one of my kids are still stuck in the ceiling. Is there any way you could bring something for that?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be really great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
They're kind of stuck up in there and hanging by their legs.
Are you okay? All right. Thank you.
And what was the answer about the vaulted ceiling?
Well, we couldn't upgrade you to an apartment with vaulted ceiling.
Okay. Is there like
a apartments with we don't? I mean, you're just not you're not typically allowed to have swing sets in your home.
Oh well, it didn't say that in the lease.
Lease violation.
We checked the lease. It didn't say anything about that in the lease about swing sets in the living room. We're gonna definitely need a crowbar though for the.
Well, then you need to contact 911 if that's the case. If you're being serious.
Well, no, just no. We don't need to call 911. We can't do that. I have a warrant.
So either you're playing on the phone, or you're serious. Which of the two is it? Because this doesn't. Now this sounds almost comical. There's no way your child is stuck in the ceiling. You don't want me to contact 911.
No, it's completely serious, but please don't call 911. I just needed maintenance, that's all. Yeah, I was just kidding.
Maintenance is not going to be able to crow or to pull your child out of a ceiling.
Okay, I'll hurry up and I'll do that before you guys get here. I'll hurry up and do it. But the cops can't help me anyway because I'm a sovereign citizen. I have diplomatic immunity, and my apartment is considered a part of the sovereign nation.
Who's the head of your household? Who's on your lease?
That would be me.
You're on the lease?
Oh, no, I'm not on the lease. I can't be on the lease. I don't, no, I just
What's
stay
the name
on the,
of the person on the lease?
I don't know. Lysaw is his name.
Is a guy?
Well, if you want to just, you know, really discuss his gender identity and what he's comfortable with, then yeah, I guess he's a guy.
Okay, let's stop for a second. Now let's be serious. This is a place of business, and I need for you to be honest with me because at this point it's beyond comical. Now I feel like you're playing on the phone.
Why aren't you laughing then?
If I need to come to your apartment, I will though.
Okay.
If your ceiling really came in, we don't have a problem with coming there to ensure that we can secure the building and make sure that our assets are protected.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issue with that at all. But you're telling me a child is stuck in the ceiling. Now you're talking about sexual identity and orientation, all that type of thing. I feel like you're playing.
Well, you were calling.
And if you are, let's end the call now. And if you're not, and I'll be serious and I can come to your apartment. Which of the
Oh, yeah, if you could come to the apartment, that'd be great. But I think.
Okay, why am I coming to your apartment, though? Do you have a maintenance issue beyond outside of the ceiling caving in?
Well, the swing set is actually getting really squeaky, and I don't have a ratchet set. So I was. Maybe you can.
So your swing set.
It's squeaky. You know, you have to keep tightening up all those bolts, like, constantly. And it's
okay,
just
I understand.
Kinda,
but we're not going to come into your apartment to service your swing set. That's not going to happen at
well,
all.
Well, can I just now, borrow a ratchet?
Can you borrow a ratchet?
Yeah. Do you have a ratchet? You sound like a ratchet hoe. No, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. That was not nice. I'm so sorry.
You are funny. Okay, well, you have a great day because I know that this is comical.
No, I'm completely serious.
I can take a joke, and I will tell you I got a good laugh off of this today.
Oh, that's good. But no, I'm completely serious. Call 911.
Okay,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Okay. What is your name?
No, I live in Oregon. I don't need anyone.
You live in Oregon?
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. I'm bored.
What? Oh, okay. Well, you have a great day. Enjoy your fourth, okay?
Thanks, you too. Even though it's the first. I don't know how I'm going to enjoy the fourth today, but whatever. I'll try to enjoy my fourth today.
Enjoy your fourth, okay? Enjoy the holiday weekend.
You enjoy your first.
And you enjoy the fourth. You have a good day.
Okay, I'll enjoy the fourth several days from now. Thank you for telling me that in advance.
You're welcome.
Even though that's kind of weird.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. You're a prank star. Oh, I should have left it off the hook. She might have picked back up.
Thanks for choosing Silver Creek. This is Maria. How may I assist you?
Hey, Maria. I'm a tenant here, and I just have some questions.
Okay.
There's kind of a problem with the neighbors were complaining about the smell from our kitchen, and I didn't know if
I'm
it was
far from where.
Well, we from our kitchen here in our apartment because we replaced all of the cabinets with chicken wire, and now we just have like dozens of chickens where the cabinets used to be. And it doesn't bother us. You know, we've got a fan and everything, but they're saying they smell it, and I think they're just full of it. Did they complain about us yet?
No.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure what to do about that.
I'm not sure. What is your apartment number?
We're in apartment 706. Well, do you think if they complain, can you just let us know and we'll do something about it? I just don't want to get kicked out for this.
Sure, I'll let you know.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
Also, we're going to convert our apartment into a time machine. And tomorrow, the apartment building's going to be gone into the future. So it's,
oh, wow.
Like, you'll be in the apartment building. As long as you're in the apartment building, you won't even notice a thing. You'll just be instantly in the future. But the apartment building itself is going to completely disappear for approximately exactly 5 days, actually. 5 days, oh, wow, into the future.
Okay.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
All right.
We're also starting up a gay bar in the back bedroom.
I'm sorry?
We're starting up a gay bar in the back bedroom. The bar is going to be called the back bedroom. Get it?
Can you give me 1 second, please?
All right. Well, don't be homophobic. I think I just hang up, you guys. She didn't seem to be buying it for some reason. The time machine, the dumb time machine idea was from Jody Antichrist. The chicken wire idea was from Christy. And Touchtone said the gay bar thing.
Hey Roy, it's AT&T Death Star again. I wrote a song. Here, uh-oh, I go.
Oh shit.
Who lives in a cactus in Albany? Roy Gerbil. Who hacks answering machines and as annoying as he? Roy Gerbil. Roy Gerbil. Roy Gerbil. Roy Gerbil. Goodbye, Roy Gerbil.
Wow, thanks. That was amazing. That was so much better than that dumb rap battle that Corbin was making everyone do before. Or, you know, two people do before. Oh, and speaking of Corbin guy, look who it is.
I always have incredibly awesome fucking things to say.
Yep.
And I have to say, living off grid is pretty fucking sweet, considering it's summertime, surrounded by trees.
Yeah, you're really off the grid, leaving voicemails and listening to internet shows.
Running water. Yeah. Anywho, I was going to get to the point of something. Yes, I haven't heard the show.
Yeah, your point.
Last time was the 21st before I disappeared into the woods.
You traitor. And,
yeah, I found a cell signal, like, in this little patch. But I've been listening to, like, the same dozen shows since the 21st.
That's gotta suck.
And there's a few different things on my mind, but I'm not going to message much longer. Thank you for keeping me sane. I love the Snowplow Show.
Even though I didn't.
And Brad, you're awesome.
She didn't bring any new shows.
And happy 4th of July and all that other fun shit.
Thanks. Yeah, you have a happy 4th today, too, Corbin Guy.
Hey, all right. Fire some dogs out of camp.
All right. Thanks, Corbin Guy. Corbin Guy apparently lives in the woods now and is probably creating bombs and stuff, homemade bombs. He's going to start mailing them to universities.
Hi, Brad. I love your show, and I love listening to it live, but I don't have Twitter, so I can never catch the live shows.
Yeah, like Twitter, that's a really hard thing to get.
To get the notification that you're doing a live stream. Well, anyway, I found it may be a possible solution. There's this program that they use at my school during the school year where teachers can notify all of their students mass texting. Mm-hmm. It's called Remind. Look it up. I think it's free. And
fuck that shit.
Can use it. All you have to do is give us a code.
You know what another good app is that can remind everyone to do things? Twitter!
The phone number, and then we text it in. And then we get a notification every time we're going to do a show, and that way we all can watch a live show. Just an idea. Thanks,
if you're too poor to afford Twitter, then there's just nothing I can do for you. I guess my show's just not for you. I'm sorry, that was mean. I shouldn't say that. I'm going to take your suggestion into serious consideration. I will probably ditch Twitter completely and start using this Remind service for teachers. Yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
You know, I just want to let you know, you're a doorman. You'll always be one.
Yeah,
you're a great one, though, and you're doing really well.
Thanks.
Keep that door swinging, buddy.
Yep.
But, you know what? I've got a concern, more or less a gripe. I'm getting tired, sick and tired, of all you big wig hotshots trying to leech off all the people who follow. You know what, Brad? You know what? You want to be better? You want to have more viewers? You want to make more money? Why don't you be better, Brad? Why don't you do this better? Why don't you be funny and commit more time to it, Brad? That's called hard work and dedication. That's what it's called, Brad. Yeah, God damn it.
Need to
God
work harder.
Fucking damn it, Brad. Fuck.
You're right. Fine, whatever. I feel like crap now. I'm just going to quit doing my show. I'm going to quit forever.
Hey, Brad. God. First time listener, long time caller. Yep. Wait, what? No, delete this message. Don't play it.
Yeah.
By the way,
delete it.
Just for reference, see how far away your voicemails are. Today's date is June 30th.
Yep.
Bye, Brad. Well,
guess what? The joke's on you, because I'm not playing the oldest voicemails first today. I'm just starting at the very beginning. But since you're curious, I'm going to go back all the way to the end. It looks like my oldest voicemail is from about 2 weeks ago. So I'm 2 weeks behind. Here, let's see who left me a voicemail 2 weeks ago.
Hey, Brad. Change the fucking thumbnail for your videos, dude. Stop cock-teasing us with your GTA. Ooh, I'm going to play a game with you guys, but you don't. You're a big liar, Brad.
It's not
Brad,
my fault.
Whatever your name
it's
is.
How it turns
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm not amused. This isn't a prank. Who's pranking Cactus? All right, bye, Brad.
Bye. All right, 2 weeks ago does not sound very friendly, so I'm going to head back toward the beginning of the voicemails. You know, the most recent ones. Let's hear what this one is.
Hey, Roy. I don't think you got what I was saying about the gay hookup app thing. I was saying that you should say that someone else's wife or significant other is on, like a gay hookup app and say, you know, try to get them mad and everything. I think that'd be funny.
Okay.
Next
show is going to be all that. All gay hookup apps. I get it completely. I totally understand what the suggestion is. No, I'm sorry. I probably understood before, but I just like to be difficult, I guess.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
The producer.
Hey.
Listen here, motherfucker.
Okay.
That girl called in and said everybody should give Brad a round of applause, and you were like, I don't know why you're talking about me in the third person.
I know.
That's because she wasn't talking about you.
She
was talking about me, because I'm pretty good at listening to my voicemail.
Oh.
Okay,
oh.
Bye.
Well, that makes sense, then. Boy, do I feel dumb.
Hey, this is Lil Wayne. I want you to play another voicemail of mine on the next Snowplow show, yo.
Okay. I'm totally fooled.
Hey, Roy, it's a rock star. I have a request for the fans and for the wiki editor people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to remix a song for you. I have to get a familiar with the Adobe system, so I did figure why not do 2-in-1, make you a song, and my gosh, my life. But I'm looking for some places where people have said the Texas cactus thing, then you kind of respond with what you say, oh, it was cactus, and you say, oh, Texas.
Yep.
It's one of those weird remixes, kind of similar to your main theme, but if you like me, I'm listening to these newer shows, and I'm trying to reach back farther into the 2015 schedule and figure out where exactly I can find some of those voicemails. I just need a couple, and I could just repeat those, so I would be very appreciative to anyone that could help me out.
See, this is...
thank you.
This is exactly why we need the... and why didn't he say Cactus, Texas on the end of his voicemail? What the hell? Anyway, this is why we need to transcribe everything on phonelosers.org/wiki. We need a full transcript of every single show, so we can just go there and type in Cactus, Texas, and there it would be. And this guy would be happy. But nope, we don't have that quite yet, even though there are some awesome people that have been helping out with the wiki lately. If you want to help out, it's at phonelosers.org/wiki. And if you know where any of those voicemails are, where it says Cactus, Texas, Cancer, whatever, please leave a comment in the show notes. I mean, on the website or in the YouTube or wherever, so this guy can have them.
Hello, Brad. Yeah. This is Ahmed Omadi. I'm sorry for my great enthusiasm that create much volume.
It's okay.
One last voicemail.
It's fine.
All right.
It totally didn't happen this time.
Idea. This time you need to do it. All right? Jesus. All right. So, you take your picture of your newborn baby. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it all over Craigslist and say, hello, I have baby, it is for sale. Oh, And you think, if he's orphan, I know what no more.
That's a good one. Good job on that one. It's a great prank idea. The next show is going to be nothing but that. I'm going to do that prank over and over and over.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Do you think artificial intelligence is going to be the end of prank calling?
Wow, okay, I don't know. Maybe just the end of prank calling for humans, because the AIs are going to be so much better at it eventually. So yeah, I think prank calls are totally doomed, just like the rest of humanity with all this AI craziness. Maybe we can make AI bots that will prank in the style of a person that you like, though. Like, if you like the old-school Jerky Boys, you can just dial a number and turn on your old-school Jerky Boys AI bot, and it'll be just as funny as they used to be. Isn't that the best idea ever? Someone needs to do that and put all of us pranksters out of work.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I just wanted to say good job with the show. I'm an avid listener, and I love listening to you guys when I'm at work.
You guys.
Cactus, cactus, cactus!
All right. Thanks, Derek. You were more enthusiastic than that foreign guy. Let's listen to one last voicemail, and then
I'll
quit.
Wow, that's like some tough rules, Brad. Like, a minute? You expect me to do this for a minute?
No.
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
30 seconds. You're misunderstanding, you idiot.
Like, all I saw was that I could call into the PLA voicemail, but there was room. Help me, Brad. Anyway, love what you're doing. I'm sorry, I'm really fucking high. You have a good one.
You should be.
Dog.
The nerve of you. Thank you for leaving only a 30-second voicemail of your protest against the voicemail size or whatever. Whatever that was that you just did. Okay, you guys, I'm done with the voicemails. I'm done with this show. I need to stop right now so I can actually get this out today. So that's what I'm doing. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to add PLA on the Facebooks and the Twitters and the YouTubes. And support us on phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Once again to Ty A., who was the sponsor of today's show. Everyone, enjoy your 4th today, but not tomorrow, not on the 2nd or the 3rd. Definitely not on Monday, just enjoy your 4th today on the 1st.
Sing a little lullaby to Mr. Bear. Tell him that you love him and that you are there. Mr. Bear needs to know you're there. So sing a little lullaby to Mr. Bear. You are ready to go to sleep. You and Mr. Bear are tucked in tight. Won't it feel good just to go to sleep and close your eyes, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. When the lights turn out, the darkness comes and I fear it. I can see the monsters and the ghosts and the spirits. You need to be watchful. Why do you close your eyes? Mr. Bear needs protection from the torture and demise. Out goes the light and it's dark as coal. The monsters feed on dreams and they're coming for your soul. Don't look now, child, it's better you not see. Just wait here for your doom, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Sing a little lullaby to Mr. Bear.
Monsters everywhere.
Tell him that you love him and that you are
there. Blood is in the air.
Mr. Bear needs to know you're there. So sing a little lullaby to
Better
Mr.
Say your prayers.
You don't call me an MF.
No, I said motherfucker.